From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Earlier this month, video of a Miami police officer appearing to hit and jump onto a handcuffed suspect in a police car came out just after the incident. WLRN's Nadej Green tells us now the community where it happened, the Liberty City Square Housing Projects, is talking and planning.
Many of the residents who dropped by the Liberty Square Community Center are talking about what happened. It's been all over the news. A 47-second video that shows Miami officer John Henson walking a handcuffed man to a patrol car. And then, suddenly, Henson appears to strike the handcuffed man and jumps into the car.
This ain't the first time this happened, but this is the first time it's been recorded that somebody caught them in act doing this. This ain't the first time they done jumped on these kids out here when they arrest them.
Dorothy, or Dot, as she's known around the housing projects, declined to give her last name. She's concerned about the police bothering her. Dot says the video hurts the police department's already rocky relationship with the people who live in the housing projects.
It makes us don't want to call the police because they like they're out to get us.
People say, oh, it's a handcuffed subject. You can't strike a handcuffed subject.
Lieutenant Javier Ortiz is the union president for the Miami Police Department. He's upset that people are rushing to blame the officer before the formal investigation is complete.
Based on what I saw, I didn't see him hit anybody.
Tony Zaldivar was the handcuffed man in the back of the police car.
I sat in the car, put both of my legs in the car, and I was surprisingly sucker punched by the officer.
Zaldivar was under arrest for trespassing. He was later processed at the police department and given a notice to appear.
Everyone's upset. The community, my family, especially my mother. I mean, they seen in the video that I got my rights violated for nothing by the police.
Officer Henson declined to be interviewed for this story, but Miami Police Union President Lieutenant Ortiz blames the outrage on social media and the Black Lives Matter movement.
There's this big push for Black Lives Matter throughout the United States, and you know, I personally feel that it's out of ignorance. It's almost as if it's racist.
Black lives do matter, and that's not a racist statement, it's a fact.
Ambrose Sims is a retired Miami Beach police officer. He's been watching the rising tensions between police departments and Black neighborhoods across the country, including the response from Miami's police union, the Fraternal Order of Police, or FOP.
You have people in positions of power who have no clear perspective on how negatively this affects police community relations.
Miami Police Chief Rodolfo Yanez did not respond to requests for an in-person interview with WLRN. In an email, he wrote, "The behavior depicted in the video is not one that the police department tolerates, and the community deserves better." Back at the Liberty Square housing projects, activists are trying to get more people who live there to capture police interactions on their cell phones. They say if there was no video of Officer Henson appearing to hit Zaldivar, there may not be a police investigation. Cheryl Hubbard is working on a flyer.
So the people will know their rights on videotaping the police. And I want them to be, to encourage them and let them know, you can't have fear, you can't be afraid of something that's supposed to be helping you. So you have to know your rights.
Officer Henson remains suspended from the Miami Police Department as an internal affairs investigation continues. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.